WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ambush on first responders. Two Idaho firefighters killed. The gunman also dead. Police say he set a brush fire on a mountainside near Coeur d'Alene, then opened fire on first responders who showed up to try to put it out. A tactical response team used cell phone data to hone in on an area where they found the suspect's body with a rifle nearby. The Senate is set to vote today on President Trump's budget bill. Two Republican senators voting no in preliminary votes, including North Carolina is Tom Tillis.
Tillis says that he's voting against the bill because he doesn't like the changes that it makes to Medicaid and that it would negatively affect Medicaid recipients in his state. That's been his primary reason.
ABC's Ali Pekoran. President Trump threatening Tillis with a primary challenge if he voted against it, which he did. Tillis then announcing he will not be running again. Hours after New York City's Pride Parade, a shooting near the historic Stonewall Inn left two teenagers hurt. This is ABC News.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Two Green Bay men have been arrested in connection with the suspicious death of a child in Green Bay. Green Bay police say they responded to a call on Alpine Drive on June 22nd for a two-year-old child with life-threatening injuries. The boy died 2 days later. Authorities from Florence County, Forest County, and Marinette County all helped take a 21-year-old man and a 48-year-old man into custody Friday night. The investigation continues and charges are pending. It's good news for the health of Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has announced another year of decreased tobacco and vape sales to underage customers. According to a DHS report, the rate of tobacco and vape sales to underage customers dropped nearly 2% from 2023 to 2024. Agency officials say the jump in underage tobacco and vape sales aligned with raising the federal legal tobacco sales age from 18 to 21 in 2019. Prior to that change, the underage sales rate was about 5.5% and jumped to over 14% in 2021. OSHA is investigating a business connected to Robin Voss. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
A worker at a Racine County food packaging plant, co-owned by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, lost a fingertip in a workplace accident earlier this year. JS Online reports that has led to a federal safety investigation. A spokesperson for TS Food Packaging told the paper they prioritize worker safety and will address any issues OSHA identifies. The report indicates the injured employee and another former employee dispute that safety protocols are always followed. This is the second OSHA complaint at the plant in a year.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
A new contract for Bobby Portis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks reached a deal over the weekend for 30-year-old Bobby Portis to remain in Milwaukee. It's a three-year contract worth $44 million. They've also made an offer to 23-year-old guard Ryan Rollins to stay with the team. Baseball, a travel day for the Brewers. They play the Mets tomorrow night. The Crew losing 4-3 in extra innings after Trevor McGill gave up a game-tying home run to former Brewer Orlando Arcia in the ninth.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, everybody's a big leaguer for a reason, and, you know, their season's obviously not going the way they want it to, but, you know, they still got 19 wins on the board, and one of them was today, so it is what it is, and, you know, fix it and move forward.
The Rockies' Kyle Farmer.
Our record isn't very good, obviously. We're just taking day by day, and for us to come back and keep fighting is a positive. We just got to keep doing that and take the positives out of a win and just kind of slowly get back to it.
That's Rockies infielder Kyle Farmer with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We could catch an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 83. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 83 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, do we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Charlie Pittman, Civic Media's news director, will be here to recap all of the weekend news. In hour number two, we lighten it up with We Got This Garden. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Joining us right now, Kimberly Sawyer. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello, gentlemen. It's always good to see you.
It's too. Always good to see you. Congratulations on your motherhood.
Oh my, thank you. Right. Thank you. Yes, right. Number four.
Good,
it's kind of wild. Yeah, oh, yeah, my youngest is seven, so I'm kind of doing this all over again, it feels like. But the kids are going to be great helpers. I feel like it'll be different this time around, where it won't be like chasing all the toddlers. Right. I'll be able to like take a shower and they can keep the kid alive for a little while, right?
So. You'll be amazed how helpful they'll be.
I think so. Yeah, my oldest is 12. She just took the babysitting course, so right, she's very excited.
Oh, that's
they
neat.
Love babies. They'll be great.
Yeah, so. They are. And yep. I just remember hiring babysitters, and you could always tell who took the course, because I remember first time we did that, and this girl comes over and, you know, showing her the house and everything.
Yeah.
And then, do you have any questions? Is she allergic to anything? I'm like, that's pretty
good. That's a good question. Yeah. She told me she learned how to administer an EpiPen and do all the things.
It is
they
amazing.
They do it at the safety center here in Green Bay. Yeah. So God bless those people. They do a really nice job.
That is, I don't know, that is so worth it. And you know, as parents, you try to teach your daughters who are going to be babysitters everything, but some of those questions are like, wow.
Yeah, and they learn the business skills side of it too, which is really good. Like, how do you negotiate a rate? And ask those questions. So it's really good. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
So I'm busy. Yeah.
But you have built in babysitters now, don't you?
I do.
We
12. Have such a great neighborhood, you know, and all the, you know, like sports parents and all the people you get to hang out with as you raise kids. Like the village is strong and we are very grateful. So.
Congrats to you.
Congrats.
Thank
that is
you.
Great. So,
thank you.
Cellcom, which is what's your title over there?
I'm Senior Manager of External Relations. So all kind of a fancy way of, you know, PR, communications. I get to do fun things like this with you guys. So
nice.
I've been there for just over a year now. So,
and how many employees does Cellcom employ?
They must be right around close to 600.
Oh, 600. Just for the record, I was their 19th employee.
You said that. That's so cool. That's
you know that for a fact.
Oh, well, yeah, 19. That's not too many.
Wow.
I say that at breakthrough when I used to work for Craig Dickman. I was employee number 8. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Kind of, when you're under 25, they tell you that when you step
yes,
in.
Yes, you do, sir.
We expect a lot out of you because. Yes. Your job is everybody's job.
Yeah.
When you're under 20, then they start to maybe not silo it, but you start to segment it a little bit. Anyway, so that's great. And one of the things you do, we call them car care clinics. You don't call them anymore.
Right.
What do you got going on
they
right
started
now?
As that, yes. And, you know, Bonnie was the one who ran those
she
for
was
many
great.
Years. Incredible lady. And so I'm trying to fill her shoes a little bit and do some other things as well. And so obviously we went through a pretty tough month this last month, you know, with the outage and, you know, with an ongoing FBI investigation, there's only so much much you can share. Believe me, we would love to share all the, you know, way more things than we can. And so it's really just our opportunity to say thank you to our customers for sticking with us. It was obviously a rough road, not just for us, but for them. We completely understand that. And also for our community. And what we're doing also by not sharing too much is because these cyber incidents happen all across the country every single day, which is unfortunate, but it's the world we live in. And the more we say, the more susceptible people in and outside of our industry are too, because that's our goal, right? Is to like get to us and then get to other people that are probably even bigger.
And other industries.
So, right.
Remember that happened, that happened in this community.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Right? Yep.
So, I don't know to mention the companies, but that's happened in food, it's happened in healthcare.
But it's not with this one. It's just because everybody
and you that every day, right?
Exactly.
Yes. You know what I mean? That was, it makes you really think about how often you use your technology.
And
right?
How I don't want to use the word how easily, but how quickly can just be no communication.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely. So
that's why some of us are a little cash conscious,
right?
I worry about that? But
for sure,
I don't know. You rebounded.
Yep, we're back now. We're back and ready to get back to business as usual. And again, just say thank you with these celebrations. So we have 15 left. There were 17 total.
Right.
And they're all across the region. So we're in Rib Mountain and Marshfield. So Rib Mountain tomorrow on my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And then July 2nd. I got a bell.
That's very special, especially from him.
Also, I think that means Johnny's got to sing happy birthday later on.
Absolutely.
Okay. Much later. Next month, maybe.
I can do it during the show.
Okay, sure.
End of the show.
Best birthday gift
ever.
Yeah, but then we're in Marshfield on July 2nd. I'll be at that one. And we've been doing some radio remotes, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay, I got to talk about something real quick here. Going back, because Jim and I, our least favorite thing in the world. Okay. Yeah. The one thing that we will absolutely turn down no matter what is a dunk tank.
Oh, right. We do not have that.
You were telling me about when you were in Wisconsin.
You did those.
You had to go to these little county fairs.
I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. I did a lot of dunk tanks.
Because your hair, we looked terrible when we showed up. Right.
And right.
John told me that because that's something we stopped doing. Let's get off the cell company for just a second. Tell me about the dunk tank.
Well, and they just had Miss Wisconsin. We just crowned Willow, our brand new Miss Wisconsin. Yeah. She's from Racine. Very cool. So I did a lot of things. I think when you become Miss Wisconsin, and that's why, honestly, I am so grateful for that experience because I wouldn't be able to do all the things I do today without that experience. So yay for scholarship money, paid for my MBA, all the good things. But it also gave me the opportunity to learn that sometimes you show up to places and you just got to kind of figure things out.
Right.
And you don't know who you're going to meet, what you're going to do sometimes. I mean, I was prepped a lot of times before I went, but you just don't know.
No.
And you show up and they're like, hey, do you mind doing this? Do you mind doing this? And I was a singer, so I sang a lot too. And you know, you speak to all different sorts of audiences, so you kind of have to roll with the punches on that too. Dunk tanks, parades, all the things. And there were definitely times. I mean, I definitely wore a t-shirt over my swimsuit just to make sure there were no wardrobe malfunctions, as they call it nowadays.
But didn't you say you'd see certain guys at the same places?
I mean, you have to worry about those kinds of things, and they're much tighter on security nowadays, I would say. But they always made sure I had somebody with me, so that was good.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I mean, people don't see that side of being Miss Wisconsin.
Well, I mean, you'd get a lot of letters and things, and after a while, I just asked my business manager to just not share those anymore. Unless it's dangerous, I just don't want to know.
Right.
That's good, because they feel good they wrote it. They just want to get, and you don't have to read it unless it's a threat.
Right.
And so have somebody else read it. Yeah. And that's, I'm just surprised. Yes. The reason that surprises me, it doesn't surprise me that you would do that. It surprises me because you're a beauty queen and that you would get, let your hair and makeup get wet.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
really? I think that's great you did that.
And, I was going to say, they don't know that you're actually a total complete.
Yes. I'm a country gal from Durham County, I was mudding and picking rocks and doing all sorts of things up there.
And you're a catcher in fast pitch softball, right?
Yeah, I played outfield at Norbert's, which was really cool. Like, I had never played that until I got there, and they were like, the only position we have open is left field, so if you want to play, that's what you're going to do. And I was like, all right, well, I'll give it a shot, and I loved it. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
So,
Kimberly, did you have to do that, or did you say, I'll do it?
It was a paid appearance, so yes, it was expected to do that. I mean, I'm sure if I was uncomfortable with something, we would have worked around it.
Yeah. I mean, that's still quite a status thing to have Miss Wisconsin come to your event.
What I'm thinking, and I'm surprised. I'm really surprised you did that. I was like, wow. So back to the Cellcom, and you're the, I forgot what you said, the external VP or whatever.
I would say I'm ambassador in a lot of ways, too, for sure.
All right. So the 17 markets that you're in, is that all Wisconsin, or are you guys in Iowa?
Yep, nope, just Wisconsin. Okay. Yep. So we go all the way, west to the Rib Mountain area like this week, and then we'll go south to Manitowoc and up to Door County.
And the people are invited through... venues like this, but you also send postcards, right?
Or
you,
yep. Yes. Yep. Yeah. Okay. And the deals that we have going on, it's basically like Black Friday in June. So like if there's a time you want to stock up on something, like for the hunters right now, we've got crazy deals. Like the more you buy, the more you save. So we had somebody come in and get 5 trail cams for the price of 2, which I know my husband, big hunter, is thinking about stocking up on some of that stuff
cool.
too. Or if you've been thinking about getting that phone for that kid that you're like right on the fence, if we can get him the phone or a watch or something. You know?
Okay. I need to. Okay. This might be out of your technical expertise.
All right. Well, that's okay. I'll let you know.
What I would love to have, I got a buddy. He can look at his food plot.
Yes.
Where he has the deer cam.
We have that. Phone.
You have that.
Mm-hmm.
That is the coolest thing.
Yeah, the Spartan trail cams.
Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called?
Yep.
So how does that hook up?
We have Arlo cams that are more like for your house, which I just bought a house actually moving in August. So we're going to get some of those too.
Okay.
But yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's an app and then it runs right through your phone. My husband has something very similar right now. So I get to see all the deer all the time.
That's
all the time.
Awesome.
Just pops right up as a notification anytime movement comes. So
and I've seen that. You know who's got that is our buddy over at Camera Corner. He shows me that all the time.
Rick?
Yep. Rick, oh yeah. Yeah, and then you don't have to go and like change the SD card out. Right. It just comes right to your phone.
Wow.
And he loves showing that.
That surprises me. Because you wouldn't think the guy that has a license plate that says 12 point buck brags about his deer. Kimberly Sawyer from Insight.
Go hunting with him is like hunting in a zoo. Hey, would you... do you have the home security systems?
I'm going to in my new house.
No,
we do, yeah, for sure. Yep.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I didn't either. Well.
Yeah.
That is next on our list.
People don't think we have, but yes.
Tell me about these... I know. What are they called again? Car care clinics. These
celebrations. And we're calling them Cellubrations.
Cellubrations.
We're rebranding a little bit. Because again, it's a big thank you to all the customers that stuck with us. And hopefully some new ones will come too.
So when we go to that, these are available. We can take a look at your home security systems.
Yeah, it's literally like you're walking into a retail store underneath an outdoor tent. And then we have our care team and our tech team for like any technical question that you have. You can get all these great deals. And actually, if you sign up for home internet, which we also have, you can get 6 months for free. So that's a pretty good deal
now. Okay, so
do you have hot dogs still?
We have, actually, we do. It's different in each location, but a lot of times it's like subs, chips. We have root beer floats. Always love that.
Okay.
Depending on where you are, like Appleton North, for instance, our store is right next to Tom's Drive-In, so they're going to do like burgers and hot dogs and fries
awesome.
And stuff. So, I mean, it just depends on where you are. But check out our website,
cellcom.com. But they have food is what I
remember. Remember how disappointed I was? We went to that event, and they had vegetarian sandwiches.
Like, what are we doing here?
I'm looking for the salami. Well, it's all vegetarian.
And we do giveaways, too, so if you want to come win something. And actually, if you pre-register, you get a chance to win a cool Packers package.
For the record, John wasn't that upset because we stopped at Burger King on the way home.
Right.
So.
I mean, I'm sure he figured it out. He always figures it out.
So tell me again. So I could come there and buy the camera.
Uh-huh.
And then all you need to do is get an, I don't know exactly how apps work,
right.
But then somebody
would
install
it.
They
app.
Are so customer
friendly.
They'll
help you with friendly. It. Yeah, for sure.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it could be, I mean, I could have that in the UP and I could watch it here.
You bet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How much, just ballpark wise?
I actually do. That's a good question. I don't want to say.
Yeah.
Miss
okay.
It.
All right. I'm serious about this.
That's good. That's a cool thing.
You let me know when you're going in. I'll give them a heads up you're coming. You can actually make an appointment online too. So we have a new appointment system so that you don't have to wait when you go in. Like you could be like, I have an appointment, and then you get first.
And then I wanted it on my
our retail folks because they're amazing.
And then I want it on my house. Do you come over and assess my house? Like, in terms
good
of
question. I don't know if they do that part of
it. But I just know there's another company, and they look at, well, you really need one here because your basement. You need this in your.
Yes.
And they tell you how many cameras you need. Obviously, you need the front door, but they. Maybe two others. I wouldn't know where to put the camera.
Right.
So.
Our team is pretty awesome. And if you told them a little bit more about your home, they'd probably let you know about how many you would want to have. Yep.
Because I think, I don't know, but I live kind of close to a homeless shelter that shuts down for 6 months. And they just,
I mean, it's just nice.
We've had
to
some issues in the garage. So,
yeah, everybody should really have one nowadays, I feel like.
Got to protect those linens. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I spotted Tom.
Kimberly, introduce yourself again. Tell everybody who you are and what you
Kimberly
do.
Sure, Kimberly Sawyer. What do I do? So many things. Senior Manager of External Relations at Cellcom. Insight is our parent company, but people are really more affiliated or know our brand well of Cellcom. So excited to share about the celebrations today, of course. But we always have things going on and we're still growing as a business. And it's been really cool to be a part of something that's been around for 115 years. We had started in Pulaski, Wisconsin with the Reardon family, and it's still part of the Reardon family now. And it's a very Wisconsin business, right? So, but
was
do
that
all
your first job?
Pardon me?
That wasn't your first job, was it?
No, okay.
Oh, that's right.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
But I think that's interesting how they talk about learning a changing industry. These guys were landline people forever.
Oh, forever. Pulaski, yeah.
Telephone.
The year somebody, I was born was when Cellcom was created in 87.
Really?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You're making me feel really old.
But, and then you were born in what year?
1987.
Oh, my God. Okay. 88.
Well, my kids literally say you were born in the 1900s. They'll ask me that all the time.
Wow. Hey, does your sister still have that cool place?
Yes.
The
farm.
Wedding reception thing?
Yes, I just got married there in September, yeah.
No, they took their barn, and a working barn where the cows are still walking in and out of it.
Yeah.
And turned it into such a cool place.
You bet.
Oh, man.
That's awesome.
We're the Kimberly Sawyer Inside. Back after this.
A long distance, directory assistance, every quote 212. Say, hey, AMR, this is Mr. Rhythm and Blues. He said hello and put me on hold. To say the least, the cat was cold. He said, don't call us, child, we'll call you.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Ever since I started the recombobulation area, I've written an in-depth breakdown of every new edition of the Marquette University Law School poll. The newest poll asks about a range of topics, whether Tony Evers should run for a third term, where people stand on Donald Trump's economic policies, and a host of issues relating to the state budget. The poll paints a picture of a polarized Wisconsin. Many people are very dug into their partisan camps, which is perhaps to be expected in the most evenly divided state in the nation. But there are a number of issues polled that do have the support of more than two-thirds of Wisconsin voters. Those include extending Medicaid coverage for new moms, legalizing marijuana, making major increases in state aid for special education, providing mental health services in schools, allowing citizen-led ballot initiatives, and banning cell phones in schools. What do most of these issues have in common? They are policies being advanced by Democrats in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. My name is the mayor here in a beautiful Monday morning with Kimberly Sawyer, Insight, Cellcom. You don't have much going on this summer. I mean,
just
having
things.
A baby and the whole
three other kiddos are in
thing.
Travel and, sports.
And 17 of your events. Yeah,
yeah, we're busy. It's
when are you
though.
Here? Like, when are you in Oshkosh, Green Bay?
Yeah, oh,
Appleton?
I have it all up on my phone actually. So,
or
celebrations.
What that's
yeah, cellcom.com/celebrate, and it has all of them. And like I said, if you pre register, you can win a really cool VIP Packers package. And then every day we have giveaways. But yeah, we're out in Shawano on the 8th and 9th of July. Then we're in West and East Pier the week after that.
Okay,
so,
cool.
And then in lots in Green Bay, Luxembourg, Pulaski, of course, which is where we were born. Manitowoc, Appleton, and then all the way up Sturgeon Bay. And then we finish up in Anago on August 6th. This
awesome.
Is the last one.
Mm-hmm.
Sad news out of Anago, huh? That horse trainer died. He was friends with my father-in-law.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
He
Lucas?
Yeah. That guy, anyway.
Legendary.
He was legendary.
Legendary.
Racing, but yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Kimberly, let me ask one quick thing about the technology right now in phones.
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Is this it? I mean, it's still mind. I mean, I can't
everything.
I can't do that. But it's still my like my
You're
granddaughters.
Like, still improving.
My granddaughters, who's like 7, will grab my phone and do like How did you, what do you, I mean.
They're just swiping like nobody's business as well,
that,
isn't it?
You know what I mean? I mean, God bless us old type guys who we try hard.
We do.
But you talk about a whole line of technology that these kids, you know, they're born with. And what a generation of future.
It's wild, isn't it? And as a parent, it's hard, right? You want to try to protect them also as much as you can and have them be educated about those things too. And it's not an easy road.
Kids to look people in the eye and communicate too.
God, for sure. That is like the biggest thing.
You've got three kids under seven.
I worked in talent acquisition for a long time before this, so recruiting. And you can tell, you know, when you're recruiting interns, like the kids who've had parents who have taught them those things, right? So we work on those things too. And you just have to set boundaries with it. You know, it depends on each kid. Each kid has different responsibility levels and maturity levels. And I think there's certain things you just have to monitor. And like my little guy, he's seven, but there's times where, man, I'd love to have one of those kids watches on him where I can still see where he's going. Like if we're at a baseball tournament and he's like around the corner doing something, it'd be nice to have. I mean, obviously I'm still watching him like a hawk, but it's like there's really great things about it too, for sure.
You don't have to worry about your one granddaughter. She belongs in theater.
Are you having fun in Grandpa Land?
Okay. You forget that it's like, okay, so the last time they were here, I can tell this story. My youngest one, who's a little bit out of control.
Okay.
Good.
There's always one.
She's got energy.
She's got energy. She'll rule the world someday.
Get a call from my daughter, ask if I could meet here at 10:35 at night at the emergency room.
Yeah.
Which is always a nice call. She had stuffed a marble or something up her nose. You know, one of those kind of things.
Oh, no.
So at the doctor, could not get it out. The next day, I take him out for lunch before we go to Bay Beach. And, of course, it comes out as we're sitting at the restaurant table. Mm-hmm. And you forget, as a grandpa, you forget how much stress there is in being a parent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot.
You know?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like people don't realize that sometimes until you look back and it's like, holy crap.
I feel like we know too much nowadays, too. Like, there's way too much information being shoved at us all the time as parents. And so you feel a lot more pressure than maybe like my parents did. I know my mom's like, I'm so glad I don't have to parent through all this technology. Because I got a phone when I was like just finishing high school, and it was like the big block Nokia phone where you could literally only call people.
Right.
You know, so it's just so different now. Yeah, it really is.
Like you said, there's so many advantages too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, honestly, being able to like communicate with my kids and just like they're busy kids. So it's just nice to know what's going on. And nowadays there's crazy things going on. So it is nice to know where they are.
And it's pretty cool as these kids get even older, school, that, you know, people can argue AI, but it's so nice that you don't have to remember. Well, no, you're young, Johnny. Remember when we had to do research, go to the library, and look that stuff up?
I still have some days of that too, for sure. We still wrote papers in high school, like on paper. Oh, yeah. I was telling my kids that they were like, "What?"
But okay,
well, Jim being a teacher though, this whole AI thing.
Oh god, well now you got to be careful. I'm sure they give you some tools to hopefully work around.
We do. This is how I catch kids, and I'm not a big AI guy at all. But when they're write things for 7 weeks and then their final paper is this unbelievable piece.
You're like, this
it's
isn't
like you didn't write that, and then you fail them on that, and they're like, I wrote it. It's like, no, you didn't.
Can I tell you what Jim and I spent hours and hours doing?
Asking ChatGPT to have fun things.
Besides that,
what?
Watching these little kids, like from movies, the little kids with the fat heads, and they're
that is funny.
Oh god, we watch it all the time.
Yes,
we do.
Does that make us hip or old?
We're kind of hip, aren't we?
Todd's like, I'm not it. I mean, like, Todd, please the fifth.
It's ours. Oh, God, it's so funny.
Oh, man.
And Todd's like, that's AI stuff. We're like, I'll invest. That is so funny.
Isn't it? I know. There is some pretty cool stuff. Like the other day, I saw this on TikTok and I was like, I have to try it. It was, you can ask, like, take this cute photo of my nephew and turn it into a coloring book page and then add like farm animals around him.
Oh, wow.
And it turned out so cute. I was like, this is cool.
Got a text here. Kimberly is amazing.
She is.
From Sarah.
Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah. So,
sweet.
We got 2 minutes left. Wrap it up one more time. Everything you got going on.
Yeah. So celebrations. We started last week. This week we're in Rib Mountain and we're in Marshfield tomorrow and Wednesday. So come out again. Tented events, cellcom.com/celebrate has all the details on all the really cool deals like we were just talking about and what happens at those. But again, it's free food, free dessert, all the fun things and giveaways.
New products, new promotions.
Yeah, and you can test it all out.
Do you have to be a customer?
You do not. Absolutely not. Yep.
Anyone can come.
And you can come to all of them if you want. Take all the free food.
So I could actually talk to a guy about hooking up one of those cameras.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They have all their computers all set up and they're doing sales as we speak in the tent.
I love that.
Me too.
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. Thank you for doing that. And look, we're sorry you went through that, but every company does. And people handle it differently. And
For sure. We appreciate the support. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yep. This is great. All right. Well, good. We'll have a fun summer. We'll see you at one of your celebrations. I was going to call it.
I've never seen you stressed.
Well,
in all the situations I've seen you in,
let me know in a few months, in like 2 a.m. when I'm up with the baby.
August.
They got a great spokesperson right there with you. I'll tell you what. Kimberly. No lie. Kimberly Sawyer, she's awesome. We're going to start a quick break. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage, joins us next.
This is 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, home of Matt and Air on Air.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A group of lawyers that help people facing deportation wants to grow amid increased deportations from the Trump administration. Savannah Tomei Olson has this story.
Grant Sovereign is the president of the board of the Community Immigration Law Center. Essentially, the people there work like public defenders for folks who need immigration lawyers. Technically, immigration offenses are civil, not criminal.
We all know what a public defender is. If you can't afford one, you certainly shouldn't go to jail simply because you can't afford a lawyer. But that's exactly what happens in the immigration context, is you can sit in detention, which is a jail, for 6 months, a year, 18 months.
They've been busy since the Trump administration ramped up efforts to deport people and deport them quickly. The only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin is in Juneau.
All of their 200 beds seem to be full with immigrants these days.
Silk exists to make sure everyone gets due process.
We have rules. We all want the rules to apply to everybody, but we all want those rules to apply evenly, and not just because you can afford a lawyer, you can't afford a lawyer, or there aren't enough available. In Wisconsin, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 lawyers who know how to do deportation defense because it hasn't been an issue before.
Now, Silk wants to expand and be able to help more people.
We would like to be a public defender service for the whole state. We have 6 lawyers now who spend weekends and nights trying to help people.
The Community Immigration Law Center is holding a fundraiser with a matching grant from the Madison Community Foundation. The goal is to raise $100,000 in June. We'll have a link at civicmedia.us. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A mix of clouds and sunshine today. We could catch an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high right around 83. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine, 83 on Wednesday. Mostly sunny with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk Action Wisconsin and film incentives with Jeffrey Kurz and Nathan Deming. And Kurt Newman of the legendary Bodine's joins the show. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Charlie Pittman, Civic Media's news director, will be here to recap all of the weekend news. In hour number two, we lighten it up with We Got This Garden. I hope you can join us.
If you missed part of the show or want to share it with a friend, to catch every episode of Mino and the Mayor on your schedule, listen now at civicmedia.us or find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. It's easy to take Mino and the Mayor wherever you go. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Great having Kimberly Sawyer on from Insight and Cellcom with some fantastic things they've got going on. Joining us now, Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation. Of course, her podcast, Always On Point. I just wish she would bring a little bit more energy to the table.
And a little bit good more morning. Knowledge about yeah. the industry.
Yeah, and wish she was so wishy-washy about everything.
Try and back it all down.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you guys, too.
Yeah. So we were talking, okay, the area I drive in Green Bay.
Yep.
I'm surprised. I've mentioned this to Jim a couple of times. Nice little neighborhoods. You have nothing wrong with them or anything. The houses look nice. I don't know if they're flips or anything. But I saw, for the first time in a very long time, I saw a price reduction on a house that's available.
Yeah. It's happening.
Okay.
Happening. Right. There's like a little bit of a tug of war out there right now between buyers and sellers.
Okay.
And buyers are kind of putting their hands up saying, I'm not paying it anymore. And sellers are still trying to list and get prices in last year's market.
Okay.
Or 2 years ago.
And neither one wants to give
neither
yet,
neither one wants to give yet. So it's not a buyer's market. It's not a seller's market. There are still a few pockets.
Sure.
But here's the deal, and I can't say it enough right now. When you hire a realtor and they bring you all the evidence of all the comparables in the last 6 months that sold, and they give you advice on how to price it, if you go $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 over that, you're going to be doing a price reduction. That's almost exactly what we're seeing right now. And it's, you know, agents don't want to undercut it because they want you to make less money. Sure. They want to make more money too. However, they want to move it. They want to sell it for you. They don't want to sit on it forever. And then that's what's happening. And then what happens is if it's sitting on the market for a week, 2 weeks, what's wrong with that house? What's wrong with it?
And then if you do a price reduction, what's really wrong with it?
Yeah. So, pricing it right in this market is huge.
And for sure, the seller's going to say, wait a minute, why would I go lower than my neighbor's house?
I got a friend.
My neighbor next door. I got a buddy. Yep. My buddy at the bar said. Yeah. Yeah.
But no matter what they do, they're going to need you.
Hopefully.
Some pay cash, but not a lot. And you're seeing some stability in your business, are you not?
Yeah, I am. Yes. Business is very good. And I'll tell you what, I'm doing more VA loans right now, which I love to see.
Right.
Because a couple of years ago, sellers, quote unquote, didn't want anyone with a VA loan. Got a lot of spin on that. But
I think it kind of has a little bit of a bad rap. Because I remember when I first started, it's like, if there's paint peeling, you won't get your loan. If the step isn't
perfect. Inspections are too tight.
I never found that to be.
No, it's not. If you understand lending on the VA side, I try to let people know too. My husband's a veteran. Our loan is a VA. We've bought, we've sold, we've refinanced, we've bought again, everything VA.
Right.
But working with somebody who really understands VA is where it lands. I just had two people I closed last month in VA where their other lender wasn't, like, they didn't have even the common knowledge of VA, right. But then promoting themselves as a VA expert. And so it can go awry when you're working with somebody who doesn't know how to do VA or the quirks of it. And VA is a super great opportunity for people. And when they have that benefit to be able to use that, it's huge. I'm working with one right now who, you know, they're selling their house from out of town coming in. They have about $300,000 to put down, but they only really need, you know, 20%. And they don't even have to have 20% on VA. They could do no money down. But we had the conversation as we were running different price points and different down payments for them, because right now what they're doing is, am I going to make more money in the market or I'm going to pay more money in interest? And so they're doing their due diligence to say, yeah, we could put $300,000 down on this, but maybe it's only really worth putting 50 and putting 250 in the market and making more money towards retirement. So a lot of times they have the money. They're just choosing to put it elsewhere because they don't have to put it into their loan.
I know people like that.
Yep.
I'm me to the house.
Yep.
You know, I sleep better when I don't have debt. But yep. Some people, I have a son-in-law.
They leverage it different ways.
And
yep.
Those are pretty smart people.
Yeah. And they do it in a way where they could pull, if they ever got in a pinch, they could pull out of that investment and pay their house off.
Yeah.
And you know,
so
and
it's
that's
not a total
lot of,
roll of the dice.
Right.
And so you're not, and you would encourage that. I mean, you're not saying, look, put as much down as you can.
Right.
You're, hey, look, if you want to put down 5% and put the rest in the market, God bless you.
Right. 100%.
That's pretty good that you're, because I think a bank would try to get as much as they can to lower their risk.
Oh, 100%. Yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely. I like to look at all the numbers with clients.
Yeah.
What's the best situation for you? What is your comfortable zone in a payment? Yeah. What do you need and where are your goals? Because if this is like the house that they're looking at buying and they put an offer in on this weekend, I was talking to them yesterday and they were like, can you run this? Can you run this? We're going to make about X, Y, and Z this amount in their investments. So we talked about, okay, you're going to pay this, this, or this. So which one is better for you?
Yeah.
And again, that was what was going to be because they're buying their forever home. So like now we're in it to figure out what we can do to best utilize our money for our future, whether it be pay the house off later, make more here, invest, don't invest, those types of things. It's more than just a house and it's your overall financial plan and goal that I want to help you meet.
Well, you know, the thing too that we talk during the election, whatever, I think it's past the point of anybody thinking interest rates are going to go much lower, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I mean, what do you think?
I think
what's going on?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's still so volatile. We did get a little bit of a glimpse. The 10-year Treasury dropped a little bit on Friday.
Okay.
Friday. The days are running together.
But I mean, the people that have been holding off.
But the people that are holding off, right. And when I say that it dropped. Rates didn't, remember, mortgage rates are not directly tied to the Federal Reserve rate. We're tied to the Treasury. So the fact that the Treasury started to move was a big deal. So that's really exciting as far as that part is concerned. But listen, we're talking two more price drops this year. We don't know if they're an eighth. We don't know if it's a quarter. We don't know what it is. But the main thing is that if you can buy a home for a payment you want, then it's the right time for you. Yeah. If it's not, you know, don't rush into it. You know, I always, there's a reason that there's rent. And a lot of times it's better for people to rent quite, you know, until they're totally prepared. But if you're looking to buy, look to buy and get in, but make sure you're working with a loan officer that understands all the different aspects of the loan process, because man, oh man, right now, the slop I'm seeing out there and the predatory lending is at a max.
Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah.
So it's really easy to say, oh, I'm going to go to this lender because they have a better interest rate. I probably hear that once a week and I check my rates against everybody's super competitive. And almost every time I say, give me your loan estimate from that other lender. Yeah, the rate's lower, but they're also charging $7,000, $10,000. One was $30,000 in points and fees.
Wow.
I can give, my rate sheet is anywhere from 4.5 to 8 right now. What rate do you want? So when you call and say, what's your rate today? Well, I have anywhere from 4.5 to 8. It all depends on, do you want a credit back at closing to pay your costs and a higher interest rate, or do you want the lowest rate possible? and pay as many fees as, you know, and points as you want to pay. Yeah. Everybody's different. But the thing about it is a lot of lenders aren't talking about that. They're just like, oh, here you go. Sign here.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what the actual fees are. And people are like, whoa, wait a minute. Why are my closing costs $20,000? Like, right. Well, they don't have to be. In Wisconsin, with your escrow set up, they're probably around 5 or 6.
Yeah. Yeah. And they have to disclose that, but they talk,
they don't have to talk about it. They have to disclose it, but they don't have to. They don't have to put a highlighter on it.
Or they roll those fees in, and you're paying interest on those fees.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Well, that's great that you're so upfront, so honest about that. What is the biggest piece of advice? And when people come in, and I think some people try to buy too much house, but then you just said these people are buying the house they're going to be in the rest of their life. I don't know that. Do people really buy the house they're going to be in the rest of their life? And we thought we did. And now we're kind of thinking, well, I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. My husband and I did 5 years ago. And now we're like, well, maybe we should build a couple years. Same thing. Same.
There's different places. Yep. There's water. And I don't know.
Well, and as you grow as a human being.
And your kids move out.
Your kids move out. Things change.
Right.
Like, we've got 2 big living rooms that we never sit in.
Right.
When we entertain, it's in our kitchen. Like, I'd love my kitchen to be twice the size it is now and no living room.
Yeah.
Got a text here from Kathy. She says, I dream of my home being paid off.
Ooh. Hey, I dream of that as well. Because it'd just be really nice not having a house payment.
Right.
And I'm always cheering and rooting for the people that can do that. And that's part of theirs. Personally, my house is going to be the last thing I pay off. It really is.
You probably have a really good interest rate.
My interest rate is great. I mean, I think we're at 2.25%.
Right. So my brother, who's got plenty of money, he still has them. I'm like, what are you doing with a mortgage? He goes, are you kidding me? That money's, and he takes his money, invests it, and makes 6 and 7 and 8.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff he's probably making 10. I'm like, you know what? And that happened to me a little bit. My guy said, hey, look, man, that interest rate, you're better off investing it. You know what I did? Paid off my house. I'm like, I don't want. He goes, that's not a good financial move for you. I'm like, you know what? I don't really care.
Some of it, honestly, Mayor, it's all personal preference. It really is. To some people, they would rather have a loan on everything else and no house payment. And other people would rather have no loans at all.
Well, that's the ultimate
goal. And some will leverage and finance everything and stick more money away in investments. So
it's personal preference.
It really is.
I just got a text here from Kathy that's apropos. I want to throw this at you here, Kristen. What's worse is that my husband and I don't want to own a home anymore, but there are no condos or apartments that are affordable.
Right.
That is a true statement.
That is. So there are a couple. They're peeking through different, a lot of them on the waterfront, but there are a couple 55 plus communities. And Kathy, I'm not saying you're 55 or plus. I don't know how old you are, but there are a lot of people who are getting either near retirement or in retirement that no longer want the upkeep. And so a condo is perfect for them.
But I've seen some like over $2,000 a month rent.
Yes, it's crazy. So buying, I know that actually Ben and Deanna are listing some over by the river, over by the OC.
Yes.
That are going to be in new development.
Yes.
So there are more coming because, Kathy, you're not alone in that.
Right.
A lot of people want less is more for them.
Yep.
And so that's where they're going with that. And if you want to rent, great, but you can still buy those types of properties and not have to feel like all your money is just going and giving it away to rent. You can also still own those. So there's more pockets of that coming around.
Okay, let me just throw one other thing, though, I still think property tax. Until you own a home and you get that tax bill every year, you don't realize what that's like paying college tuition every year.
Thank you for bringing this up because that is something that people aren't paying attention to as much as they should. So Wisconsin's the 8th highest property tax state in the country.
Wow.
So we have some high taxes. It's 1.578% of the purchase price is the estimate in our area. So just even 1.5% of the purchase price. Okay. That's what you're probably paying in taxes. The other thing is insurance.
Yeah.
Insurance, we used to quote an average on insurance around like $80 a month. Right now, the average I'm seeing is typically between $120 and $150 a month for people. So that's doubling their insurance payment per month too.
You know
that's
why those taxes are so high? Because of him.
Thanks, Mayor.
Kristen Ambles, Point Mortgage Corporation. I was on point.
I'm going to come back and defend that.
Okay. When we come back and rebuttal.
Sounds good.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Dave Rucker, Vice President of Retail Banking at Bank First. Thinking about buying your first home, one of the first steps is getting pre-approved. Pre-approval not only helps you understand what you can afford, but it also gives you an edge when making an offer. At Bank First, we make the process simple. If you're ready to take the first step toward home ownership, let's connect. Check us out at bankfirst.com. Bank First, your partner in home ownership. NMLS 13930, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
Hey, Jim, have you checked out Pickle and Bags in Oshkosh yet?
No, what's that, Johnny?
Oh, it's an awesome place. 4 indoor pickleball courts that can be booked 24/7, plus leagues, tournaments, private and group lessons for all skill levels.
Okay, that sounds like a party place.
Oh, it is, and it's not just for pickleball. They have the most dynamic venue in the valley with a full bar so you can host corporate outings, birthday and retirement parties, live bands, even weddings.
I could throw a party there and play pickleball all day?
Absolutely. Check it all out at pickleandbags.com or on Facebook.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
With curbside pickup available, you'll always find what you love, only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
There's no better place to catch Brewers baseball than right here. Every pitch, every hit, every home run.
And a fly ball to right center. Malloy is back, and this one is good again for Hoskins.
Brewers Baseball on WISS is brought to you by Addison Jones Realty, Zeroni's Macaroni Pizza Pub, Green Thumb Organics, and Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty. Catch Brewers Baseball all season long on WISS. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. We're with one of our favorite weekly guests, Kristen Ambles, Point Mortgage Corporation. Her podcast is always on point. I struck a little bit of a nerve when I started bringing up the property tax type thing.
Yeah.
How much people will pay during the course of a lifetime. And for some of these young home buyers, they really need to factor that in, don't they?
It does. Yes. Anybody, though.
Yeah.
And here's why. Like, this is what we were just talking about. So in our Green Bay market, you could go, I'll use my example. My husband and I lived in Bellevue. We lived in the last subdivision in Bellevue before it hit Ledgeview. Because our taxes in Bellevue were $2,800 a year. And if we took our house and moved it a block over on the other side of Highway 172, yeah, they were more than double. Yeah. So it depends on where you live. And the reason why I bring that up, especially in pre-qualifying, is I'm the lender who's going to always say, get me the house you're interested in. I want to run the payment. And the reason why is because I want to know what those taxes are. That those taxes might increase your payment $200, $300, $400, $500 a month, depending on where they're at. So there's some pockets of this city where taxes aren't, it's not shocking to see taxes of $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000.
Right.
So you've got to be prepared for that. And like we were saying, even in my house now, when we moved in 5 years ago, the taxes were $4,500. Now they're $7,000. So I've, you know, my husband and I have had to make up the difference in that monthly payment year over year over year.
Absolutely.
And we have to be prepared for that because they don't give you, that tax bill shows up on December 10th, surprise, and it's due in 20 days. Yeah. And you just have to figure it out and get used to it. It's not your principal and interest changing, it's the taxes and insurance
and I think
right
sometimes,
now.
Sometimes, especially they're excited to buy their house, right?
Yes,
I mean, they just
absolutely.
Are. And they hear this is your house payment and it's locked in for 15 years or whatever you recommend.
Good to go.
And then they hear, and your taxes are going to be $250. And I think they hear it's locked in for 15 years. And it's not. Like you said, I mean, they go up 50%. Ours went up 50% in the last 4 or 5 years. And you just got to budget. You have to tell them that, but they don't hear that. And then your insurance is going to be $80 a month. And I think they think, and again, first time buyers, but you don't want to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
And you really need to, and you're good about cautioning them about that. Say, look, this is this month. I'm telling you, I don't know what's going to be next year. So, you know,
100%. And with the pre-approval and what lender you choose to work with, you'd be surprised at the amount of loan estimates I still see because they're like, well, Kristen, their payment's less. Okay, let me look at it, right? Mm-hmm. And all it says $350 for taxes on a $500,000 house. Like, that's wrong.
Right.
And then $80 for insurance. And I'm thinking, this payment is probably $300 light because they're baiting and switching you. Because then it's easy to go, well, that was just a number I put in. The house you decided. So it's your fault. Not me setting you up to fail.
I don't mean to put down your industry, but you got some shady people in there,
so brutal. And right now it's beyond. The snakiness and brutal, it really is. And that's why I can't say it enough for people to make sure you're getting a first, second, or a third opinion. If you're getting more than three, you're going to confuse yourself. I will tell you that. I've seen clients go, it's too much information. But I would definitely shop.
I would agree as long as you're one of them.
I agree with that statement
100%. I just think it's good because you're not a community bank. You're not a bank. Nope. You're not a savings and loan. I mean, you really know this industry. So I would I would encourage people to do that, to get a second opinion. I don't know if you have to get three, but as long as you're one of them, because I think what I like about you is you tell them more than you have to.
Yeah.
And I always think, I tell people too, when you're buying it, you had your home inspection, but if the furnace goes out, do you really have that $6,000?
Right.
And it will.
And you know, that's just it, you know? And I mean, the roof is inspected, right? It's good for another 5, 6, 10 years. But I just remember our house, you know, like, I don't know, the chimney, that was expensive.
Absolutely. And I'm seeing seller credits coming back, you know, where sellers are willing to help the buyer pay some of their costs. So that's really nice. But those things aren't discussed as much as they should be. And I am seeing inspections come back. I think inspections are up about 30% year over year from last year.
Stuff,
so that's stuff that makes me excited because I work with buyers, right? Yeah. So that's something that makes me really excited is because buyers are able to get an inspection on the house they're buying being surprised.
How did you frame it when you'd have a couple, especially, I hate to keep saying young couples, but I think of my daughter and whatever.
Right, right. You too.
And if they said, we want this house so bad. This is our dream house. We're not going to do an inspection. Mm-hmm. How did you respond?
So if you can't negotiate in with the seller, I'd love for you to be able to. But if for whatever reason you need this house and you can't, there's two ways to go about it. You can still get an inspection. You just can't go back to the seller and ask them for anything.
So not have the contingency.
So just waive the contingency, but still get this inspection so you know what you're in for.
Yeah.
You can do that during the process. You can do that right after you buy it. But that way, you know, going into it right away, because now you're setting yourself up for, the furnace is okay, but I probably have 1 to 2 years on it.
Right.
So I better start saving that $6,000 up or shopping for it now. So it's not on a day where I need an emergency fix and then they're charging me more. You know, set yourself up and prepare for all that.
Say something. I read that chimney I had to get.
Yeah.
I was negotiating with the guy. I'm on the grass. He's up there. Because I wanted a different design on top. He goes, what? I said, I want four bricks sticking out this way.
I can picture this right now. I can picture
love me, yeah.
Kristen Ambos, tell everybody really where they can find you and about your podcast, please.
You can find
me. Because you bring it strong.
Thank you.
We love having you on.
And it's an important investment.
It is. It is. And you want to get it right the first time. 920-606-1156. And my podcast, Always On Point with Kristen Ambos, is on all your podcast stations. Apple Play, Spotify, all of them. Right. I don't know.
We're there.
All the ones we got.
I'm so bad at this.
We got them all.
All the podcast
stations. Kristen Ambos, Point Mortgage Corporation.
Thank you guys so much.
Folks, like you even said, get three people. Talk to three.
Yeah.
Make sure she's one of them.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Talk to three. Make me one.
There you go.
Thanks.
Happy 4th.
Thanks for being here.
Talk to you. Happy 4th.
Quick break. Back after this.
If I had a million dollars, well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had a million dollars,
if I had a million dollars,
buy you furniture.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate reconvening in about a half hour to work on the president's budget bill as a former big-time Donald Trump ally is speaking out against it.
Upping the pressure, billionaire Elon Musk weighing back into the political fray after exiting the administration last month, saying the bill will destroy millions of jobs in America, labeling it utterly insane and destructive.
ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis, one of only two no GOP votes on a procedural measure ahead of the budget vote, has announced that he will not be seeking re-election. Police say a man armed with a rifle set a wildfire on Sunday and then began shooting at first responders who showed up to put it out. A standoff followed. The gunman found dead nearby. Two firefighters killed. All of it happening on a mountain near Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. NBA free agent Malik Beasley under investigation regarding gambling allegations on league games. This is ABC News.